And they painted on the grave posts of the graves yet unforgotten, each his own ancestral totem, each the symbol of his household, figures of the bear and reindeer, of the turtle, crane, and beaver, each inverted as a token that the owner was deported, that the chief who bore the symbol lay beneath in dust and ashes. And the Jossakedes, the prophets, the Wabinos, the magicians, and the medicine men, the Medes, painted upon bark and deerskin figures for the songs they chanted, for each song a separate symbol, figures mystical and awful, figures strange and brightly colored, and each figure had its meaning, each some magic song suggested. The Great Spirit, the Creator, flashing light through all the heaven, the great serpent, the Kanabic, with his bloody crest erected, creeping, looking into heaven. In the sky, the sun that listens, and the moon eclipsed and dying. Owl and eagle, crane and hen hawk, and the cormorant, bird of magic. Headless men that walk the heavens, bodies lying pierced with arrows, bloody hands of death uplifted, flags on graves, and great war captains grasping both the earth and heaven. Such as these, the shapes they painted on the birch bark and the deerskin, songs of war and songs of hunting, songs of medicine and of magic, all were written in these figures, for each figure had its meaning, each its separate song recorded.